This is the Composer's Datebook for November 30th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in the year 2000, the Boston Symphony gave the premiere of the Second Symphony of the American composer John Corigliano. The symphony, for strings alone, was a reworking of this chamber work, a string quartet that Corigliano had composed for the farewell tour of the Cleveland Quartet in 1996. The string quartet turned symphony was very well received, and the following year was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Music. Upon receiving the news, Corigliano said, "I am more than shocked. I don't know what to say. It's one of the great surprises of my life." Perhaps doubly surprising, since as a young man, Corigliano had pretty much ruled out writing even one symphony, let alone a second. "My thought then," says Corigliano, "was that there were so many great symphonies in the repertoire that I could satisfy only my ego by writing yet another. Only the death of countless friends from AIDS prompted me to write my Symphony No. 1. That was about a world-scale tragedy, and I felt needed a comparably epic form." My second symphony had a different genesis. The Boston Symphony contacted my publisher with a request that I write a second symphony to honor the 100th anniversary of their justly famous Symphony Hall. At first I declined, stating my earlier reservations about writing in this form, but they were quite insistent. For more information on John Corigliano and other insistent commissions, past and present, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.